This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of February 4th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Again, I sit back in this seat and I have to say thank you, God, because what he's done with this show. And once again, this week on the phone, Miss Katie Nicole. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, like I told you a minute ago, I'm doing much better that you're on the other end right now. And I'm getting to speak to you because I couldn't say enjoy because that's not the word about your music and what I see God doing in you, in your life, It is, I have the best seat in the house.
Oh, well, that's so kind.
Well, you're on the Winter Jam tour, and you've kind of, I don't want to say burst onto the scene.
Oh, my goodness.
you have, and in one song, and in all the years I've listened to Christian rock, rap, hip-hop, praise and worship, contemporary, I love Christian music, In Jesus' Name has to already be in one of the top five songs because it is it's powerful.
Wow. Thank you. That is so kind.
Well, anytime we point people, you know, the world points them to themselves and different ideology and material. But when we can point people to the one who can change their life in Jesus, yes, that is what we're called to do.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, how's the tour going?
It's going so good. I'm so grateful to be out here. And it's just been like so joy filled. There's so many amazing people that are out here on this tour. The lineup is just crazy. And we've had such a good time. We've had so much fun hanging out together, having fun backstage or, you know, even on stage. We're having fun during the Q&A and things like that. And so it's just been really beautiful, and I'm just expecting God to keep doing amazing things because it's been so beautiful so far.
What is, because Winter Jam is an amazing event. I counted it up. I've been to the one in Birmingham 10 times, and this year I will be backstage for the first time.
Wow.
So
I love that.
I'm blessed. You know, we'll talk about that. I hope I can at least get to shake your hand and pray with you. That would just make the day.
Yes, I would love that. That would be amazing.
Well, all right. We're going to take a break and we'll come back with Miss Katie Nicole right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning on the phone with us, Miss Katie Nicole on the Winter Jam Tour. Well, Miss Katie, we talked in the first segment about your song In Jesus' Name. And if people will just go out, if you're listening and if you haven't heard that song, if you're living in the woods somewhere, just listen to the words. But the question I have in it, this is more than a song. I know that. Okay. Can you explain to us what this song means?
I mean, In Jesus' Name is a prayer. And I truly believe in the power of prayer. This song comes from a pretty dark time in my life where I was just praying every single day so much. I would talk to God every second of every day. I mean, I was really invested in praying because I was just dealing with so many things that were so hard. And I was like, you know what, God, you really are my only hope. I don't know how I could ever make it through any other way. And so, so I wrote the song, in August of 2021. And that time that I'm talking about was about a few months prior to that time that I'd written the song. And so, I would say that In Jesus' Name took about 4 months to write, which is the longest that I've ever spent on a song too. So definitely I really invested myself in Jesus' Name. And so when the song was finally done, it was completed. It's the song that you hear now. I went back into one of the prayer journals that I was praying in during that really dark time in my life. And I had realized I was praying for my healing. I was praying for circumstances to change. So all of the words that were in that song were what I had prayed over myself. And so it just really felt like a full circle moment that I had with God, because I was like, this is crazy that I would be praying these things over myself. And I have literally the honor and the privilege of praying that over others and giving people the words to pray over their loved ones or, you know, their friends. You know, it's just like, it's such a beautiful thing how God can do something. And it's kind of just like, it's all connected. It's beautiful. So I was really grateful when I had finished that song and I got to see how God had really used it.
And he continues to use it. It's crazy. The views I looked on YouTube looked, and I know it's not about, you know, I don't look at that in the sense that, wow, big numbers. I look at it in the sense how God is using you, using the words he placed on your heart.
Yes, absolutely.
To go through something and not allow Satan to claim any kind of victory on a defeat, but to be able to use that to witness to others and to heal, to help heal them in the name of Jesus, to help deliver them from whatever they are going through in Jesus' in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Miss Katie Nicole on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Miss Katie Nicole on the phone with us, and we have to get this wrapped up because I think there's lunch on the menu. And I understand. I have lunch on my menu I haven't gone to yet.
Well, we'll be eating lunch.
We will. Well, what is it? Is this the first tour you have been on?
Not the first tour I've been on. I don't even know at this point how many tours I've been on. I think I'm going to say this is number five. I don't know.
Well, what is? Because we know Winter Jam is typically a Friday or Saturday night event.
Yeah.
Do you travel? Are you with them all week long, or do you get to go off and do other things? You get a little break during the week, or are you constantly, for the 3 month period, I think it's 36 cities. Are you constantly with the group every week?
Well, so we have 3 days at home and then we have, 4 days out usually.
Okay.
So I get to be back at home for 3 days, and then those 4 days we're all together and we're on the bus, we're, you know, at the venues and things like that, and we're playing shows. So it's usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's usually how it is. So there's definitely a lot of shows in the week, but I feel like it moves quickly, and I feel like it's very we have a good time. We're not out here, you know, just doing nothing. We're having a good time.
Well, I know you are. I know you're having a great time. Cause I saw a video you posted about Winter Jam and you were like walking backwards doing the video in between buses outside somewhere. And I said,
did it look like I was walking backwards in that video?
It did a little bit. And I said,
interesting.
I said, I've got to meet this young lady because she's got spunk. She's got spunk for the Lord.
Oh my goodness! I would agree. I would agree that there's a lot of spunk.
And then when I was talking with who I talk with to do the interviews, asked me, would you like to interview Katie Nicole? And I said, would I? Yes, I would. And it was kind of neat because I just watched that video, and I just love, I love to see the spirit of the Lord in people. And I love to see the infectiousness of God, and how it just spews out. And I can see that in you. And it's just a gift the Lord has given me. I always ask the Lord to give me your eyes. I want to see the gifts you've given to people. And, and Miss Katie, to be at the ripe young age you are, His hand is on you. He is using you. And like I said, we are the ones who are blessed because we get to see it and hear it.
I love that.
Well, all right. If I can, we'll get you to lunch, but if I can close this with a prayer.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, again, thank you for doing what you're doing for this show. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing with this young woman, Katie. Lord, that you've given her a gift, Heavenly Father. You've delivered her in your Son's name. That now, Lord, she goes out week after week on stage with thousands of people, Lord, that you have placed her and given her this platform. So, God, I ask that you guide her, Heavenly Father, that you protect her, Heavenly Father. And Lord, that you will walk with her in every step of life. And that, Lord, the doors that will open because of this tour that she's on, that you won't aimlessly walk her in doors that will not open, God, that you will guide her to the doors in her life that she will knock and you will open. Lord, be with her family as I know they pray for her, and guide them, Heavenly Father. And thank you for blessing us with Katie Nicole. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, again, hopefully on February 17th, I will get to meet you in Birmingham.
Would love that. I would love that. That's awesome. I cannot wait. We're going to have such a good time.
Alabama's the best. Just ask Kane.
Oh, I love it.
Logan Kane is cool.
I mean, they are definitely, they love their home state.
They do.
They do. Well, I can't wait. We're going to have such a good time.
Well, Miss Katie, again, thank you for your time. Thank you for doing this interview. And just God bless you on your journey. And like I said, hopefully we can do some things down the road as we talked about off air on some big things that are happening here at the station.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. God bless you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I hope to talk soon.
You too. That's Katie Nicole on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and I've got a treat for you today, and if you're listening over the airwaves of 106.5, and I'm going to include this into the podcast that comes out on Monday. It's a song I tried to play last week to debut it on the show, and for some reason, like I say, God's in control, it didn't play. But this week, here it is. It's Amanda Nolan, For Such a Time as This.
There's no question.
That's Amanda Nolan on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for Suit Up Ministries and Dr. Jeff Springer, Dad Prep Essential, right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Before we launch into this dad prep, this 52 weeks, let's review those questions as the dad where we need to reflect on a regular basis and ask the following questions. No matter where we are on the journey, if we are about to embark on our first dadhood experience, or whether we're a been there, done that dad, we need to ask these questions in review. When I leave this earth, have I done everything in my power to equip my children when I'm gone? Number two, have I set the spiritual example that has given my children that foundation that's going to be strong enough to endure hardship and disappointment and loss? And number three, will their faith be sufficient because of my example, because of my guidance, because of your love, Dad? And bottom line, have I, as the dad, as the daily active devoted dad, done everything I can do that I can control to prepare to be the dad that God has called all of us to be?
That's Dr. Jeff Springer on Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. Thank you, Katie Nicole, for calling in. And again, next week I have Crowder calling in, Mr. David Crowder himself. I'm excited about that, as they're on the Winter Jam Tour that is coming to Birmingham February 17th. As always, I'm blessed. Dickie Wright, thank you. Robo Motors, Sylacauga Handicap, for sponsoring the show. It means a lot, and this show, through God's hands and His work, means a lot to people. I want to close the show. If you've watched the news this week, and some of this stuff is not on the news, we've heard about the border crisis in Texas and all the states that have sent the National Guardsmen to protect the border. And I'll put a disclaimer right here. You know, this is not a political show, but I'll get to my point in just a minute. And some of you might say, well, how can you even say that? Well, do you sleep with your front door open? Well, this country shouldn't go to sleep with the door open. Well, the government now is going to send, the president's going to send troops, military troops, to Texas. Have you seen what the people of Texas are doing? In France, have you seen what the farmers are doing? With the sanctions that have been put on them, they have taken over the freeways, the roads. They're dumping dirt, manure in the roads to make them impassable. There's farmers from Germany coming to support them. It's the people. You know, we are the United States of America. We're not the United Government of States. There's so much news right now. There's so many things going on around our world. There's famine. There's food crisis. There are wars. And whoa, man, there are rumors of wars. So what do we believe? What channel do we tune into? What podcast do we listen to? What person do we listen to? Well, let me tell you, the podcast will fail. The people will fail you. The news will fail you. There's only one. And see, these things, they're happening because they have to happen, because God has a plan. And we have to trust in that plan. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So no matter what happens on this earth, if you trust in that name of Jesus and you believe in it and you accept that name into your life, it doesn't matter what happens. Yeah, we may have to stand. We may have to defend. But we have a purpose. And through God and through his Son, we have eternal life. So let it crash. Let it burn. It's going to be okay. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.